Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow us on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can find me at Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. The Pistons announced today that Aron Baynes broke his nose and underwent surgery for it. He's not playing in the preseason game against the Raptors. So far, that's basically all we know. Tobias Harris also broke his nose, considering there's nothing announced on him. I'm guessing that one isn't as serious. Every indication is that one isn't as serious. But the fact that Aron Baynes underwent surgery adds another wrinkle to this. NBA players can often play through broken noses unless there are other complications, and surgery suggests that maybe, hey, there's a little more to this one, but we'll keep an eye out on it. If Baynes comes back with a mask, the key thing is being comfortable, but if he needs a little time off, if you've been listening, you know I think that Boban Marjanovic, by the end of the year, is going to steal that rotation big man spot from Baynes. Maybe that'll just happen sooner than later. I think Marjanovic, with his size and skill, is just an excellent talent. He's obviously a little rough around the edges, and he's not fast. He plays hard and makes up for it the best he can, but he's big and slow, and even Aron Baynes is probably a little quicker, lighter on his feet. So there are some challenges with Marjanovic, but I'm not concerned if the Pistons have to rely on him for whatever amount of time. Missing a preseason game is no big deal, but we'll see where Aron Baynes is once the regular season gets going. Speaking of former Spurs, or potentially former Spurs, Jackie McMullen of ESPN, she was on CSN Boston and said, hey, from what I hear, the Spurs aren't thrilled with LaMarcus Aldridge, and maybe they could trade him before the year's up. And that sort of opened the floodgate of a lot of people saying, like, hey, yeah, I've heard there's some problems there that maybe LaMarcus Aldridge doesn't feel like he's getting the offensive role he wants because Kawhi Leonard has ascended, and maybe it's just not the best fit. And, well, could the Pistons be a potential trade partner? Aldridge's former agent is Arne Tellem. I think the two still get along, but Tellem took a job with the Pistons, joining the Pistons as an executive working on some projects for the Pistons, had to give up his clients, and we've seen already that can open doors. Even though Tellem's focus doesn't seem to be, basketball operations per se, just relationships matter, and that helped the Pistons get in the door with Al Horford in free agency. They got an interview with him, and it didn't work. Horford went to the Celtics, but I think the odds were always against the Pistons to get their foot in that door. Was a nice sign, and maybe that's a sign of things to come. Maybe Tellem's presence could open the door for Aldridge with the Pistons. I think Aldridge would bring a lot. He's a all-star, all-NBA type player. He's made those teams for the last few years now. A very good post-up player, a little bit of shooting range, a power forward with a lot of touch, and his size makes things a lot easier for him. He can shoot over other players. I think if he came to Detroit, Van Gundy would ask him to take advantage of his stroke and extend that out to the three-point arc or closer to a little more. But he could do a lot of different things. He can, the way he can score in the post, I don't think it would clog spacing with Andre Drummond. I think it'd be very effective. Here's the big problem. He's not a free agent. You have to give up something to get him. And what would the Pistons give up if Aldridge were to become available? According to Jeff McDonald of the San Antonio Express News, the Spurs haven't had these trade talks yet. They're not putting Aldridge out there per se, but there does seem to be some smoke here that the situation is not perfect, that it does make some sense on paper for the Spurs to trade him, and that it could be headed in that direction. Obviously, it'll depend on how the Spurs play this year. One, how well they do. I mean, if they're playing well, teams are reluctant to break that up. And if LaMarcus Aldridge is getting a bigger role than he expected, he might be happier, and that might make things a little easier. But let's just say he is available. What type of package could the Pistons put together? I do think the Pistons have enough to trade for Aldridge without giving up Andre Drummond, without giving up Reggie Jackson. The question is, how much would they be willing to give up? So I do think there's room for something. Aldridge makes about $20 million. So you've got to put it together enough salary to match that. I don't think that'd be a problem. I think for the Pistons to have a package, it's going to be around there in salary anyway. So I think John Luer would be a logical starting point. He's making about $11 million, and the Pistons signed him because they wanted a taller stretch four, somebody who can play some stretch five, and that'd be Aldridge. Like, Luer would be, you know, Luer would duplicate a lot of the strengths. He'd bring some other things. Luer is more comfortable beyond the arc. So not that Luer would be worthless if he was still in Detroit, but he would duplicate so much that I would think he would make sense in the package. And then, all right, now you got to get into the hard part, because, like, nobody is upset about losing John Luer if it's returning LaMarcus Aldridge. I think the Pistons are going to have to dig into their stack of young assets, whether that's Stanley Johnson, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Henry Ellenson, or future first-round picks. I think at least two from that group would have to be included. It might be three. I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge is a good player, and, you know, the Spurs, if they make him available, they'd get plenty of offers. So two of Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Stanley Johnson, Henry Ellenson, and future first-round picks. That's, you know, now we're starting to get up there in price, and I'm not even sure that would be enough as it is. You know, I think including one of Tobias Harris or Marcus Morris to make the Spurs a little more competitive in the short term would make sense. The problem where the fit comes in, where the Pistons might not be an ideal trading partner, maybe. So if you look at the Spurs starting lineup, you know, where they could use an upgrade. Danny Green at shooting guard had a really off year last year as a shooter. He remains a very good defender, and that's why the Spurs stuck with him. But he was an excellent three-point shooter before last year and just completely dropped off in a very strange way. Whether or not that's an aberration, what we'll see this year, that'll be big. But if the Spurs believe in Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who's no ace consistent three-point shooter himself, then maybe they would prefer him, and they'd have to do it knowing that, and assuming this is going to happen after, not only after the rookie extension deadline, but also after December 15th, when most newly signed free agents are eligible to be traded. That's why I talk about putting Luer in, and I don't think the Spurs are going to rush to trade Aldridge anyway, but let's just say, so it's after December 15th and Caldwell-Pope hasn't signed his extension. If the Spurs do this, they do it knowing they're going to pay Caldwell-Pope big money in the offseason. So that's a big unknown, what they think of him and whether they'd be willing to do that. But Henry Ellenson could make sense for San Antonio. The Spurs have had success with players sort of in his mold, like Boris Diaw and Matt Bonner, stretch bigs who can play center credibly, at least enough in their system, who are good passers, who are good outside shooters. So I think he's the type of player they can see, hey, we've had success with him. This is a talented guy. We know how to use him. He could make sense. Stanley Johnson is just so competitive. I think he'd fit in, but this is sort of the problem. Well, Stanley Johnson's ideal position is probably small forward. That has been Kawhi Leonard's position. As the NBA changes, maybe they could just be interchangeable forwards, how the Pistons use them. But that's not exactly what the Spurs have done. They've been more of a too big team than most lately, although they are not it's not uncommon for them to go small and have Kawhi Leonard at power forward. The question is how much they would want to do that, and so how much they would value Stanley Johnson based on that. And then there's like the very micro of what do they think of him specifically as a player. But that first they'd have to answer the macro questions of do they like Stanley, like do they like having a forward like him, whether it's him or not, but like do they like having that combo forward outlook? And if they don't, that'd make it real tough to find a deal. The other side of it, too, is, like I said, I don't think that would be enough. I think it would have to be something like also including Marcus Morris or Tobias Harris, just so the Spurs can be better off in the present, because they still have Tony Parker, they still have Manu Ginobili, they still have Pau Gasol, players who are all older than LaMarcus Aldridge. It'd be hard for the Spurs just to reset and say, okay, we're building around Kawhi Leonard, who's in his mid-20s, and we're willing to take a step back to do that. Like, let's trade Aldridge while he still has value and set ourselves up to win behind Kawhi Leonard a year or two from now. Well, that's hard to do when you already have Parker, Ginobili, and Gasol. There's not going to be that hard reset. If they trade Aldridge, I think the plan continues to be win as much as you can now and later. I mean, that's where these elite franchises like the Spurs direct themselves. So I do think a suitable package would be something like John Luehr, one of Marcus Morris or Tobias Harris, and two of Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Stanley Johnson, Henry Ellenson, and a first-round pick. And that's pretty high. And here's why it could be tough. LaMarcus Aldridge would be the oldest player on the Pistons roster. You know, are you ready to give up that much depth and young talent and future assets to get somebody to help you win now? I can see why that'd be appealing to Stan Van Gundy. He's so competitive and always wants to win. And I don't think he necessarily always has patience in a way that it's commendable. I say that as a good thing. Like, he wants to win now. And he's going to drive toward that. But sometimes you do need to take a step back. And overall, I think he has been good at doing that, especially for a president slash coach. Like, for the type, they're often very bad at it. And I think he's been great for somebody in his shoes and pretty good overall of taking a step back. I don't necessarily think it's time to fast track it for somebody like LaMarcus Aldridge. You know, he's 31. Like I said, he'd be the oldest player on the team. And I just don't think his peak would align enough with Drummond's where I'd be throwing in all those assets. That said, if there's an ability to get him cheaper than I think, you know, it's definitely a call I would make. I think he'd fit well in Detroit. And I do think there's some potential there for a trade that would make sense. But I do think it would be too costly. So we'll see. You know, if things go south, I would guess that Arne Tellem would be one of the first people to know and pick up on it and be able to position the Pistons to look appealing to Aldridge, to be a place where there's somebody he feels he can trust. And, you know, the Pistons are looking for an offensive focal point sometimes. Drummond is their franchise player, but he is not an offensive focal point. He's a different type of franchise player. So that could open the door for this to be a place where Aldridge would be happy. It's not like he has a no-trade clause. You know, the Spurs can send him wherever they want to send him, but I don't think teams are going to rush to trade a lot for him unless they believe he'd be happy and productive there, because then what's the point? I mean, then you're just where the Spurs are, you're where the Trailblazers were, and, you know, Aldridge is a professional enough where he'll make it work, and it's not going to be the end of the world, but if you really want him fully engaged and fully in tune to everything, I think you do need some assurances from both sides that everybody's happy and on board together. So we'll see. I think the Pistons definitely should have their eyes open to this situation, and I'm sure they will, just like they're looking at everything around the league. But this one's particularly intriguing. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep an eye on everything else going around with the Pistons. We're here now every Monday through Friday, every single day throughout the rest of the season and well into the off season. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can find us on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.
Napa Know How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.